Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Ben Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is January 2nd, 2019, and I want to wish you all Happy New Year. And I hope that this year will be full with grace, with good things, and a lot of happiness, and divine presence, an incredible, joyful moment for you and your family, with all your friends and all the people in the world. We are much connected this day more than ever, and this world becomes smaller and smaller, and we start knowing each other better, and that's a good thing. So I'm assuming that you had a wonderful one. It's a good start. 19 sounds like a good year. Now we want to start with thanking God for this year that's over and that we overcome it. Thank God. Thank God for so many good, gracious moments that He save us from big war, from small war, whatever it is. And a lot of, children that got saved, a lot of good thing. Then we want to say thank you to Mr. Donald Trump that moved the embassy to Jerusalem and stand by Israel and all his kind family that is so graceful to all the world, and trying to make it a good thing, and even that it's hard, but it's good to have them doing it. Then I want to say a special thanks to Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins, the man that teach us how to overcome every challenge, has been my, incredible teacher for more than 20 years, and I honor him. And I want you guys to understand that Tony Robbins make a difference in my life like he did in so many lives. And he's talking to presidents, he's talking to generals, he's talking to everyone. He is the master. He's coming from grace, and he is a graceful man. So thank you, Tony Robbins. Then you have also so many other people that came to Israel. Nikki Haley that makes South Carolina really rock. Senator Graham that made it a difference. And all my friends that they know where they are and that are alive and some I lost this year. May all of you be happy wherever you are. So we have a long and short program today. And that show is going to be about everything.
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today we have the honor and the extreme, incredible grace to have an incredible person as the producer of BBS Radio. He's a man that walk you through his, studios and make your dream come true. Doug Newsom, welcome to the show.
Hi, Orly. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
2019. Hip, hip.
Definitely hip, hip. Now, it's amazing because you guys live in Paradise, California. The story about Paradise, I'm sure that many heard about it, but whoever didn't, can you tell us about it? What happened, Doug, there?
Sure. We lived right by the town of Paradise, within a block of the main Paradise. And there was a fire, I guess, started around 6 in the morning. My brother and I weren't, you know, we lived very close to town. It was moving very fast fire. And we woke up around 10 a.m. It was a late day for us. Late evening. So, and we don't have to work that early. So we woke up a little bit late. But there, 2 days prior to the fire, we had a call by PG&E that said, we're going to be turning off your power due to the high winds in the area. And then they called the very next day, again, a day before the fire. And they said the same thing. And that's unusual because normally you don't get alert, somebody calling you like the Puget Sound, which is the power company, and telling you they're going to turn off the power. Right. Well, the next day comes, and we're, Dawn and I are up at 10 in the morning, and we start going outside, and the lights and everything are still on. No power ever got shut off. And, you know, it's a bit smoky. And my brother and I started to work, and within a half an hour, all the power's off. So around 10:30, all the power's off. Then my brother and I are thinking, well, we better start the generators. Well, within a few minutes of starting the generators, the sky turns black. You can't, literally all around you, you see a hue of red, and you can't really see that far, and you hear explosions going off, and those are from the propane tanks, because a lot of people lived in the area, they used propane tanks. So you'd hear these explosions, you couldn't see it all, and there was a redness all around you. That was really scary because it happened so quickly. And there was, again, no warning. There was no sirens. My brother and I panicked. If I would have had 5 minutes over to do again, I would have grabbed at my hard drive of all of, you know, the material I back up. I would have grabbed maybe some collectibles and things that had real value as quick as I could, even my identification. But you don't think like that. What happens in a moment like that is you panic and you say, let's get out of here. And you're jumping into vehicles versus taking that few extra minutes to grab what you need. Because in your mind, you're thinking, even though it's, you know, really scary, you're thinking, oh, well, I'll leave now, but I'll be back tomorrow.
Right.
In your mind, you kind of, you think like that.
It's temporary, yes.
Of course, there was no going back, right? There was no going back. So it was quite scary even going down the hill, but that's because we had no gas in two of the vehicles. There was like seven of us leaving the home, and two of the vehicles were on empty. We were wondering, oh, my goodness, are we going to be one of those cars at the side of the street who ran out of gas, right? Because it's bumper to bumper going down.
Oh, my God.
Fires to the left of you, fire to the right of you. So it was, we did finally manage to get down the hill. Took a little bit of time. Everybody was fine. You know, nobody was hurt. Our animals were fine.
We were
very, very blessed, fortunate because of getting out with our lives, you know.
Right.
But we found out it's probably PG&E's fault. And the reason why PG&E had called us a day prior and 2 days prior was, I guess somebody alerted them that their transformers were setting off fire sparks, and they didn't do anything about it, which is interesting because they were alerted to the problem, and they didn't do anything about it.
So how long it took before they starting to help you? You know, how long since you got the professional assistant there when the firefighter came along?
It was interesting. They quarantined the area off, and you had military vehicles there. You know, normally you don't see that for a fire, right? I think this was one of the first time you had the military blocking off all roads. They didn't let us in. As a matter of fact, we got a letter just yesterday from the insurance agent basically saying, we can't provide you anything at this moment because we haven't even been able to see the property. And so for a couple of months, you couldn't even go up in to see your property. They really quarantined everything off in a very lockdown fashion. My brother and I got in, of course, were media, and they allowed the media in. But generally, people, I don't even know if now you have to have some sort of special ID to be able to go up and into that area. But when we did go into the area, it looked like a bomb went off. I mean, literally, like a Hiroshima bomb in the middle of the city. I'm sorry?
I saw the pictures. It's really scary. It's really, you know, people are really feeling, you know, this sadness that you guys had to go through. It's really incredible tragedy, but the only thing that you have to remember that this is a restarting of life. Life is good to you because she saved all yours, and it's a blessing to have your life. That's all. That's what matters. Yeah, and the bottom line. And now we have to start all over again. Right.
There's something sweet about losing everything in a weird way.
Only you can think about it.
Right? I mean, you don't, my brother and I haven't thought about the losses because you just don't have time. When you lose absolutely everything, your vehicle, your home, your business, everything you've ever owned, created, worked for, earned, saved. Once that's gone, you realize it wasn't important. You're still alive, and you're moving to different areas, you know, to stay. And you don't have all the stuff to carry with you. So there's something sublimely sweet about knowing that everything's okay and you have nothing, and that feeling isn't really a feeling of loss, but kind of a feeling that you don't have to, you know, worry about anything like that. You've got other things to worry about. So
right.
I wouldn't recommend it, but part of you is going to feel like, boy, this is a different experience. You know, right now everything's a little bit surreal. Where we live isn't our home. You know,
right.
If you are trying to make a new life and you're always in temporary locations,
but now, before we keep on going, I need you to tell us how the people around the world can support, because I know that there is a fund that was established for Paradise, and also BBS Radio makes so much music and radio for all over the world on the net, and it's one of the largest company in the world, and you guys need to be online again fast. I know that you are back, but I don't know. I'm sure it's not full-fledged studios. But tell me how they can help anybody around the world. And I'll write it down. So
that's a good question. To be honest with you, my brother and I had a gentleman who actually is a competitor of ours start a GoFundMe account for us. And that GoFundMe account, within about 4 or 5 weeks, and another account that somebody else started for us, between those two accounts, we arranged about $45,000-$50,000 in donations over a very short period of time from hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of individuals. It was enough for
us. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
To buy all the equipment and get back into business within literally 30 days from the day the fire started.
Unbelievable.
30 days later, my brother and I are back in business because of the
generosity. You're a champion. You're a champion. BBS Radio is rocking, I'm sure. And I love you all. And I miss you. And I miss being there, you know, because you guys play the good music, you know.
thank you.
You do. And what I want to say to you, first of all, I want to send all my love to you and Happy New Year to you and Donald. And Doug, I want you to be strong and teach us all, tell everybody how incredible life is. And whatever it is, you know, we can manage. We're going to be overcoming every challenge as long as we have our health, our, you know, our beauty, of course, our stamina and health and life. That's what it counts. Isn't it true?
I think the most important things to get somebody through it would be have a sense of purpose. When you have something to do that's bigger than you are, perhaps, like taking care of somebody or managing something that needs to be cared for, that brings out the best of us. And when we have a purpose, like my brother and I, our purpose was to bring BBS radio back as fast as possible because it's so helpful to so many people. That purpose drove us. You know, we didn't have time to cry or worry about spilled milk or what are we going to, woe is me.
We're running out of time, Doc. Thank you so much. I love you. I'm sending you all my love. Be well, and we'll talk to you soon on BBS Radio.
Happy holidays. We love you, Orly. Happy holidays.
Love you. Thank you. Happy New Year. Ciao. Ciao, ciao.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Tamar, she's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yonah. And yes, I can be all of those things, but at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
All right, guys, that was Donald and Doug Newsom from BBS Radio. BBS, like Boy Boys Sam. BBS Radio, that is in California, they actually managed to put up again the radio. Now, I'm here with you in Israel News Talk Radio, the radio that talks about the issue that relate to Israel, to the Jewish people, and all the Jewish people around the world. It's a really important radio because it's affiliated with Fox News, and it also has the press, the Jewish press on it. So everybody is getting informed, that everybody knows what's going on. And there are meaningful ways to communicate with us. You can go into the chat room, and you can go on Israel News Talk Radio chat room, and try to talk to us through there. Send us information, mail, request, not a problem. More, we have Tamar today on board, which is excellent because she always managed to talk to anybody about anything, I guess. She's a very talented host. And I think that we need to see if we can get one of our another guest on the show today. Let me see if I can get the number and we can call upon her. There was a situation that really disturbed me. And when I say disturbed me, it means that it got to me. Hi, Orly. Thank you, Tamar. Yeah. There was a situation. Last week, we had a change in the government. The change in the government was taking place by the Minister of Housing that moved to the Likud party without even resigning himself from the party of Moshe Kahlon Kulano, and Moshe Kahlon needed to fire him. And sure enough, he fired himself from the Knesset and from the Ministry of Housing. And Bibi Netanyahu gave him the immigration portfolio. Nobody said a word, but it's like stabbing somebody in the back when you take away his minister. You cannot go to a party. Let's assume that the Donald Trump decided to go and take Pelosi out of the Democratic Party. Why? Because he can. No, things are not supposed to happen this way, but it happened. So the gentleman that Moshe is, Moshe Kahlon is, the Ministry of Treasury, did not say a word. Or he said it gracefully. Then yesterday we had an episode which everybody is speaking about it. It's amazing what happened. You know, there is the Machane Tzionia, a group of the old movement of the Zionist movement from the left wing, who decided to join the venture together in the last election when Bougie Herzog was in charge and Tzipi Livni was in charge of the Tnuah, the movement party. And they decided to join venture. Now, because Bougie lost the election for the chairmanship, and there was Avi Gabay that used to be with the Kulanu, with Moshe Kahlon. He went to work with the Avoda, you know, the Labor Party. And sure enough, yesterday he hosted Tzipi Livni in front of the camera. With no respect, no whatsoever grace. He just told her it was nice working with you. It was deplorable the way he treated her. It wasn't supposed to happen, not because the party is too big and too important dominance. It's the Ben-Gurion party, Miflaget Avoda, that anybody could ever think to undermine it. And Tzipi Livni is one of the most powerful women in Israel, and known around the world, and been escorting our political foreign affair for many years. And I want to say that I have the number. I hope that somebody can reach her. If she cannot be online, it's fine. I'm going to do it for her because I want to do it. I say to the world, and I say to you, Avi Gabay, there is no way, under no circumstance, that you're going to lead any party without us in your way. Because there is no way you ousted a person like this, a woman, the only powerful woman worldwide that we have in play right now, except me, of course, but I'm not unofficial. And you destroy her reputation in one day. Not that it's going to bear on her, because she's much bigger than you, sir, and she's much smarter than you, sir, and you are a rookie, and you came and you tried to destroy her integrity, and she didn't move. She was so graceful and such a lady, she didn't even answer in kind. And I'm telling you guys, you have to understand, you try to start to treat us bad, we're gonna revolt. I'm not gonna let any man treat this woman like this. I don't, you know, this is not a picnic. It's not an easy walk in the street that you go in politics, you get punches all over, and then you come home. You sit, you trust before in your team, and somebody bites you, but bites you big. And this was incredible. So I'm calling all of you guys to understand, we need to oust this guy from politics. This guy is a nobody to come and even destroy whatever we're trying to build. No wonder they cannot grow. They cannot. He's consuming it. And there are new parties coming in play. There is like the Ben Gantz, the new, you know, he was the head of the IDF, is putting in play another minister of defense, Yalon, that was a general too in the IDF, is playing along. There is a lot of parties that are going. When these cards are shuffling this day, we have the people to oust Bibi Netanyahu. Nothing you can do. The market is in changing, and they cannot make it this time. I think that we have to understand that all is up. Bibi Netanyahu's time is probably up. I told you guys before that I think it was because of all his incredible lawsuits, and also a lot of problem that they're having. But, you know, if he wants to run, let him run. And if he doesn't, fine. But the idea is that the new combination of party will bring them more coalition, and they cannot build any coalition without that power. So Bibi Netanyahu is going to have a hard time doing it. And I know that he had a hard time when he was winning. So think about it when it's going to be much lesser, strong will be less strong than before. That's something that it's built in the progress, because when you divide the power between so many parties, something else to give, nothing stays the same. And you know what, it's okay. We tried to call Tzipi Livni to say she recognized the gesture. Sorry she couldn't, but you know, who can blame her? Who can blame her when a moron like this coming and tried to pick her head? And I told her, you know, this guy is not a party for you. It's not a level, it's not nobody to even consider. So please forgive him. And let's forgive him, and let's forget him from the political arena, because we cannot have douchebags like this. Because I don't know how you call it, and I don't know if I said just a very bad word, but really, really, please, guys, we need people that take care of business. And having said that, you have to understand that, you know, to run for office, it's crazy. You need the support, you need the resources, and you need the time, and you need the team. And if you don't have everything in play right now, and that's what I found myself. I said, okay, guys, I've been working around for so many years, 30 years, by say the least. And I've been around the globe, of course. They know me in a few countries. I have a lot of powerful friends all over the world. But what happened now? When you arrive to jump, you are alone. So I'm not planning to jump if I'm alone. That's all. If you don't get the resources, I cannot run anything, anywhere. So that will be it. I guess that I'm going to pull back from politics and be a fun show here. We got to talk about, about sports maybe. We need some more sports in our life. Something that people forgot, it, that we can have fun without politics, because the politics took our life over. You know, they manage our life physically, fiscally, and also socially. They think that they are the social life we want. We don't want social life on them. We want you guys to have fun, babies, parties, businesses. And there is another business party, by the way. So that's a good place to start. Anyway, I'm going to go to a break, and after that, we're going to be back with you, okay? So ask me any question you want, and I know that there are many, okay? God bless you. We'll be back after this.
In a time where feelings have become fact, where rational thought and common sense has disappeared, one man stands above it all.
I'm Howie Sobiker, your political hitman.
Political Hitman airs every Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. North American time, 7 a.m. Israeli time, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. You know, guys, I want to wish you guys very, very happy 2019. And more than that, I want to wish all the wounded one, all the sick one, all the people that need some kind of grace, pray. Everything can be better. You see, you courageous men like Doug Newsom that came on the show, he said, well, we raise whatever we need. Now we're starting working again, you know. and you are a little relief. You don't have to worry about nothing because it's all weight. So I think that it's really, really amazing that we have courage like this. Now, Tippa Livni is not going to be on the show. I think that she is under the weather a little after all the winds that blew her away yesterday. But she recognized the gesture, so I'm here to say that we are with the girls. We don't like people to treat our mommies or ladies of Israel in any way, and any ladies around the world. I think that this is a kind of, you know, the red line that we cannot sustain it anymore. I would love to see more women standing up for her. And everybody said, it's not because she's a woman. Oh, yes, because another man would not be seated by then. It would be a different setup. Now, I wanted to take the time of the last 10 minutes to talk about what we expect this year. This year, there are starting up about, you know, the walls. They are talking about Donald Trump wants to build the walls and the Democrats are against it. I guess the Democrats are against national security. They are pro free drugs in America. They're pro trafficking of human. They're pro trafficking of children. They are pro all the criminal acts that coming about the, you know, drugs and everything in the border. Because I say it many years ago, the national security issue is top notch. You cannot override it by thinking to be liberal. Liberalism and national security has nothing in common. It's the different page in history. You cannot be liberal to whatever protected area you have, but their protection or the land protection is in the jurisdiction of the commander-in-chief, the man of the army and National Guard and police forces, whatever it come from. So you guys have to just think about how great we're gonna win in 2020, showing that all those Democrats will worry about is saying no to the president. And they have, you know, right last week I was talking how many vacancies they are in D.C. because they don't approve. It's hundreds of people are not under post because they did not allow us to get them to work. We cannot talk about, you know, Donald Trump, and they are not doing the work. They have to remember that you must approve people to work in your Justice Department, in the Treasury Department, and National Security. What are you there doing? I think that this year will show how negligent they are. That I'm not sure that you know, the 2020 will see a lot of blue in Congress, because the way they're going down the drain. And I'm telling you something, in the impeachment of President Clinton, there was a segment that they say they cannot impeach him, but I'll tell you the truth, they could impeach him, and they were forgetting one issue that they needed to do. They just had to read the Constitution that state, when you ruin the fabric of society, the fabric of society is something that you have to be very careful about. And if you ruin it, it's a reasonable issue to... Okay, I'm so sorry.
No.
When you have the president ruining the fabric of society, you have a reason to impeachment. Now we're talking about Donald Trump that did everything is in power to love, to support, and give his country the best of his time, the best of his knowledge, and they want to keep the old version when he has a new game. This is a new game. You cannot be in a new game when it's an old game. The old game is meaning they're still fighting everywhere. They're making a war everywhere, and he doesn't want it. Everybody said, oh, we took the troop. It's good. It's bad. Don't let them. And I'm saying, give them the chance to be not spontaneous. It's like his essence. That's what he knows better to do. He act on consciousness. His conscience is great. He knows what happens. It's like me. I've been through so many wars in the state of Israel and outside. I know exactly what's going to happen soon, right? In every war, it's like there is a modus operandi that you know. Now, when they, like Lieberman, he didn't play with by the book. I said, he's a bad, bad one. And I never been into the military. I made a lot of national service constantly all over the world. I served the Jewish people. I served my parents very well. I served my brother very well, my family very well, and the citizen of America, of Georgia, Savannah, South Carolina, California, and else. The idea is, are we gonna be happy and creating a new 2019 that give us togetherness as an option and a choice, and not just because we need to tear everything down. I saw that Walt Disney is starting to bring some new games, some new movies, and I'm saying, thank God somebody is listening. We need to have more movies. But here in Israel, it's all different. They decided to go to election. It was about time. And we want a new government. We want a government who takes care of business. We want a government that builds businesses. We want a government to build landmarks. There is no landmarks in Israel. A lot of investment in that area. We want people who university that teach cybersecurity. We want American university that had never been built. I'm saying something that it's gonna be okay for us to let to rest a little, maybe focus less about the war and start focusing about social issue, like Donald Trump wants to do. I really respect him. I respect him so much because he's fantastic. Tamar Yonah, you put the sweetest picture on it. Yes, you'll do it yourself. Because really, I can't believe they're giving him so much hard time. It's such a clever man. He's different, of course, but you guys have to understand, you when he does something, he does it with all his heart. It's different. So anyway, today is the starting is the second. It's the starting of new year. I hope you have a plan. The plan for this year is to run for the Knesset for me, but if I don't my support, I have no support, no team assistant and resources. We can joke about it because it's I cannot invent it. So, okay, yeah, you have a great woman standing behind the microphone, like many other great women and men standing behind the microphone, and that's a good place to be. You know, no hard feeling. Then we want to build some kind of conversation with the American jury to see that they have a safe haven. And I don't know how many countries are listening to me today because I didn't get the list, but I want to tell you something. It might be that you're listening from all over the world, and I want you to know that it's important for us to have you as friend. Please join in the chat room, read, tell us what you think, and sometimes there are issues that we don't pay attention to that you want to ask about, please do. Because on Israel News Talk Radio, we have so many great commentators and talk show hosts. And Tamar Yonah, she's one of the best. She would tell about everything you want to know because she's so smart. So we are here together. We are a team. We're working together, and we're keeping the voice, the Jewish voice, loud and clear. And any anti-Semitism that's coming to play, we want you to tell us. I want you to have the power in you to understand that we are with you. The state of Israel here is going to take care of you in case there is any needs. As taking care means that we'll make things happen, move, because we won't tolerate it, all right? So we're running out of a bit more of time, but I'm telling you, the next week is going to be even better. And whatever you do and whatever you are, just remember, there is a God and it's not us. And you are beautiful and God loves you. And I wish you all the best for happy 2019. And go get them, people. Go get them. Be good. Love you. Bye-bye. Ciao-ciao.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Torres from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.